Hey guys, welcome to episode 147 of A Single Mom's Journey. Thanks for dropping by. Hey guys, welcome to number 5 of my Observations from the Sideline series. So we're 2 weeks in almost into the new year, the new decade, and I've been watching on social media about everyone who's posting about their health and how they're focusing on that for this year and for the decade. And I think it's really great to see, you know, people are posting it, their resolutions or their goals. I'm one of those people who uses the word goal, but whatever people use phrase-wise, I'm like cheering them on. But it's interesting to see there's this small contingent of people that I've seen post speaking negatively on how people are posting their health goals. And it's just curious as to why they're even saying that. There was one person who was like, new year, new you. How can that be? Aren't you just continuing your life? And they went on about, you know, how it's not even like it wasn't valid or something. And that kind of stumped me because I'm thinking, why would you even speak negatively about people trying to improve their health? Just because they don't phrase it the same way you do, or they phrase it like this is their new beginning, their new year, does it take away anything from you for them phrasing it in such a way? Because we each are unique. We all have our own genetic makeup. We're not cookie cutters. Even people who are related, the same parents, we're all unique. We look different. We think different. We're shaped different. So let us describe things the way we want to describe them. We all know what we're talking about. We're talking about our health and what we're doing to improve it. So I just find it interesting that people are even being so negative when others are explaining it the way they want to explain it. Have you guys noticed some of the negativity that has been posted on like Twitter, Instagram? It's just really interesting to see the negativity. If you haven't seen it, you're lucky. So really, for the people who are speaking negatively on how people are phrasing how they want their health journey to go, y'all have too much time on your hands. Shouldn't we all be glad more people are trying to focus on their health, improving themselves in the way that they want to improve? Like people who are new to the health game, they might not know everything. They're just starting out. So be supportive. Smile at the person who is new to the gym and isn't quite sure about that machine. Go help them out. Nod at the, you know, person who is taking a walk and it looks like they're struggling, because at least they're trying. We should be encouraging each other really on doing whatever we can to improve our health. And just remember, we don't all have the same goals. I follow a variety of people on Instagram, and the majority of them do not have the same goals as I do. But I am fascinated and just invested in their journey because I see their passion. I see them struggling. I see them achieving. And it's wonderful to see them lift themselves back up after they've stumbled. People who like fall off for a couple months and then they come back going, okay, yeah, I had some things happen to me and now I'm back. And I'm just all, I always reply going, hey, it's great to see you back, you know, great. Because we should be cheerleading for each other. Because like I said, we're all on a different path. Some people want to lose weight. Some people actually want to gain weight. Some people just want to gain muscle. Some people want to increase their cardiovascular health. Other people want to get super lean and compete on stage. We're all different. We all have different focuses. So let people focus on their health and let's cheer each other on. Because seriously though, most of us go through phases with our health journey. We don't stay focused on the same type of workout that we do. We don't. Because some people start out running, then they move on to CrossFit, they go to bodybuilding. Some people go from zero to competing on stage. Some people like myself, I used to run. I didn't compete or anything. I've done maybe 2 5Ks in my life as an adult, and that's it. But I used to run like 5 to 8 miles a day, 4 to 5 times a week. But I had to stop that because I was diagnosed with arthritis in my neck and I was getting pinched nerves in my arms. And so I stopped running. And that was something that I loved doing. And I had to stop doing it because my health was more important. My long-term health was more important to me than anything. So people go through ebbs and flows with their health journey. They change focuses. Some people, you know, that I see, they switch dramatically. Some people go from hiking to rock climbing to skydiving to surfing. There are so many things that we can be doing to improve our health. And we all do not stay at the same thing throughout our lives. We evolve. We evolve as people as our interests change. So there's no reason we should be all using the same words to describe our journey. There's not. There's no reason because we know what we're talking about. So like I said, the people who are speaking negatively about how people are phrasing, please, let's just get over that and just focus on encouraging each other, encouraging the new person at the gym, encouraging the new person who is on the cycling group on the weekends, encourage the person who is just working from couch to 5K that you see at the park, struggling to walk and then run. It's like that girl, oh gosh, what is that movie that I watched? Was it on Prime or Netflix, guys? Brittany Runs a Marathon. That's Prime, right? Prime. That was a great movie because she started out, she struggled. She couldn't even walk the block. And then she ended up getting that runner's high. And then she, you know, developed into a runner. So encourage that new person, like I said, and let's just get over this negativity and just be cheerleaders for other people. Maybe follow a whole lot of different people that are outside your general genre on Instagram that you normally follow. Follow the small accounts, the people who are just starting out. Really reach out to others because there's a community of people who are focused on their health. And the people who are really interactive are the people who have smaller accounts. And it's great to share in their journey and be their cheerleader, even though you've never met them in person. I love that feeling of encouraging other people from afar because your words might be what they need to get to that next workout or to help them realize, yeah, they are making an impact and encouraging others. We're all on a journey, guys, and let's just stay positive and hope that this energy that we have in this second week of January continues on into the last week of December of this year. What we are now is going to be way different than who we are at the end of the year if we keep on keeping on and staying on this health journey. Anyway, guys, that's it for this week's episode. I will talk to you guys next Monday and would love to get you guys' feedback on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and on Anchor here. Anyway, guys, have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week.